In a big, old house with a pitched roof and plenty of attic windows, Lucy Newton was watching her mother get ready to go out.
"This wretched meeting will go on for at least 2 hours," said Lucy's mum, pulling on her long black gloves and smoothing down her long black hair. She looked beautiful, with her dark red lipstick and carefully smudged purple eyeshadow.
"It'll be longer if old Mrs. Frogspawn and Julia Willowend start arguing about membership fees again."
Wrapping a billowing black cloak around her and buttoning up her high-heeled boots, she continued,
"Now, mind you don't go into the study, darling. It's dangerous. And absolutely no magic whatsoever. Remember last time?"
She bent down and kissed her daughter on top of the head, sending a cloud of exotic perfume over Lucy and making her think of huge, colourful flowers.
"Don't worry, Mum. I'll be good, and I do remember last time,"
Lucy said from the front step as her mother hopped gracefully onto the broomstick. She waved as it zoomed off into the soft evening darkness.
Chapter 17. Cella. We've been here for hours, circling round and around with potential ideas. I drop my chin to my chest and roll my eyes. Hopefully no one saw. I lift my head and find Jack staring at me. He winks. I keep from groaning aloud.
"I still think we would be better off by taking out the research vessel,"
Mateo argues.
"Get Nerissa by the heart."
I feel awful about Tug. That's one great kid, and he doesn't deserve anything bad happening to him. Mateo scoffs.
"Doesn't seem like you feel awful. You come on Cook's ship, and you looked more worried about your stupid robot than you did about Tug. I saw you."
"Nix." Jack crosses his arms.
"How was I supposed to know I would find her?"
"We can do it," I insist. "The sisters and I have spent 2 years tracking her and figuring out how to take out our systems. But we weren't big enough. With Mateo's crew and Cook's assistance, I'm confident we can take the fight to Avalon."
Tail things, the tortoise and the hare.
Somewhere far away, at the edge of the forest, lived a hare. He was lightning fast, and he knew it.
"Mr. Hare, I challenge you to a race," said the tortoise. "If you win, you will forever be the fastest in the village, and you never have to help with chores again."
"Okay, easy peasy," said the hare.
"But if I win, I'm throwing a party, and you have to do the clean-up, and then you can never brag again," said the tortoise.
"But you're not going to win it all."
"We shall see," said the tortoise. "It's going to be a long race." That night, all the animals went back to their little houses. One by one, the lights went out and all went quiet in the village.
Spread your wings and fly. Don't be afraid to try and soar. Your wings already exist. All you need to do is fly. Unknown. Remember, you are the sum of infinite possibilities and the ultimate creator of your destiny. Know yourself, trust your instincts, love and respect who you are, and have faith that all will guide you in the direction of your dreams. There might be stumbles, there might be mistakes, but these too will be invaluable, offering the opportunity to learn and take a different path next time. Consider where you are, where you want to be, and plot the course to a future that excites and deserves you. The wind is at your back, the horizon in your view, your world lies before you. Now, take that step towards your future, spread your wings, and fly.